reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome into another new edition of PDGA Radio. I'm your host and producer, Steve Kaczynski, bringing you the weekly disc golf update for May 13th, 2010. Coming up on this week's program are the results from last weekend's PDGA tournaments, along with a sneak peek at the upcoming schedule of events. Also, your weekly dose of disc golf news that we'll cover, among other topics, a world champion disc golfer with his own baseball card. It's coming to a collectible store near you later next month. Also, a potential host city for the 2013 World Championships has emerged, and we'll have an update on this year's Amateur World Championships. That will be in the Mid-Ohio region in late June. So thanks for joining us, and keep us close as we'll get things going right away on this edition of PDGA Radio News, which is for the week of May 13th, 2010. Yes, this past weekend was, of course, Mother's Day weekend, and therefore it meant a somewhat lighter than usual schedule of PDGA sanctioned events for that weekend of May 8th and 9th. In fact, it was a rare week with no A-tiers and just a half dozen B-tiers, which is where we'll start the results portion of this week's program. In Louisville, Texas, for the Dynamic Discs Mother's Day Madness event with nearly 200 players competing throughout the divisions. But in the Open Pro group, we find Coda Hatfield using a strong final round, 10 under 44, to win by 4 over Eric McCabe. Chris Pepperling grabs third, while Liz Lopez wins for the women. Vinnie Miller takes Masters. Randy Graywolf is winner in Grandmasters. And for the amateurs in advanced, it's Jonathan Morrisley and Greg Mosley tying for the lead. And Jason Hughes takes third. Next, we're stopping in Bowling Green, Kentucky for the next leg of their Keep It Green series, where Chris Orrick cards a pair of 42s during those two rounds. He'll win by 5 over Jeff Mollyhorn. Meanwhile, some strong golf also thrown on top of the advanced division there, with Aaron Deal winning by 3 over Jeremy Cordy. Both would have placed well in the pro group. Next, we'll head to Athens, Alabama, where it was the amateurs' turn for the state championships. They had three players tie for the lead in advanced after regulation play. In the playoff, Rick Korab of Madison, Alabama gets the win in the state title trophy, edging out Michael Davis and Josh Emke. The next stop for results is in Illinois for the Iron Lion Safari, where we'll find Nico LaCastro getting himself another win. He beats out Adam Olson by 6. Kenny Glassman wins in advanced, and Mike Conley won in intermediate. Another one-day B-tier was in Virginia Saturday, where Ian Liddell got the win in open. Tom Kim won in Masters. Chris Brown won in advanced, and Pedro Maldonado took intermediate. Now finally, we'll head overseas for the B-tier in Norway, where Anders Haugen wins by 2 over Magnus Petersen and Frank Wolf there in third. In some of the other internationally sanctioned events, we will find Carl Arnby winning by 3 in Sweden over the youngster Oscar Stenfelt, Marcus Schallström in third there. Camilla Jernberg won for the pro women, and Dan Johansson won in Masters. And in France, it's Sylvain Gauge winning easily in open, while Felix Bonn takes advanced with the second best overall score out of those 58 players in France. Now back to the States for the winners from some of the nearly 20 C-tiers that were taking place here last weekend. First, in Minnesota, it's Chris Krittermeyer winning over Jordan Sorensen at the Acorn Open, hosted by Fairway Flyers. In Idaho, at the Boise Super Classic, we'll find Jeremy Becker on top. Blaine Light wins in Tennessee on the AT&T Series. Kevin McCoy edges Brad Hammack to win stop 3 on the Georgia Super 6 Series. DJ Hunt wins in Michigan. Jeff Bennett will grab a win in Iowa. Barry Schultz was back in Wisconsin and getting a win at the Mayhem Open by 3 over Chris Herron and Jason Stamm. Tyler Horn won in Ohio, along with Richard Wysocki, separate events there. Mike Moser won in Pennsylvania. Matt Hall got a win in Texas. Carlo Pelg won in California at the grand opening of Kit Carson Park. And the final stop for results will be in Topeka, Kansas, for the LS Discs Capital City Classic, where Ken Franks gets a win by one over Adam Hunt. We're back into a more normal week on the PDGA calendar for this upcoming weekend of May 15th and 16th. A-tiers include the Pros Turn with the Alabama State Championships. The Lexington Open in Kentucky is listed as an A and B tier. International players can check out the Swiss Open in Geneva, Switzerland. Also a 3-day B tier in Austin, Texas for the 20th annual Capital of Texas Open. The Hall of Chains Classic is in Ohio. Separate V-tiers in Minnesota both Saturday and Sunday. The Tower Ridge Open is in Wisconsin over the weekend. The Angry Squirrel takes place in Michigan. North Carolina holds the Kings Cup 5. Zootown Open in Missoula, Montana. Also B-tiers in Washington, California, South Carolina, Idaho, and Illinois. C-tiers include the first annual King of the Mountain that's presented by Budweiser in Arizona, the Colorado Open in Glenwood Springs, the Legion of Doom in Iowa, the Little Apple Open in Manhattan, Kansas, the Iron Horse is in Indiana, along with other sanctioned events scheduled for Vermont, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Oregon. International tournaments this weekend include the aforementioned Swiss Open, along with two events in Sweden and one other in Finland. Then also don't forget the PDGA National Tour back in action the following weekend in Santa Cruz, California for the Steady Ed Memorial Masters Cup. It's May 21st through the 23rd. The following weekend right away moving north for the Beaver State Fling, May 28th through the 30th in Portland, Oregon. Of course, you can find the full schedule of PDGA-sanctioned events and results from previous tournaments from the online source of disc golf, PDGA.com. Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. A must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. The PDGA Board of Directors are wrapping up their annual Spring Summit this week. On Thursday and Friday, we'll have an update from any noteworthy items to be approved as soon as we can, hopefully next week. One of those items they will have talked about are which cities to award some of the upcoming majors and world championship disc golf events, including next year's Pro Worlds. Also the U.S. Masters and U.S. Women's Championships for 2011 and 12. And although they will not be discussing 2013 this year, it appears at least one disc golf hotbed is already putting together their plan to host the World Championships within their community in 2013 again. That city is Bowling Green, Kentucky. It's according to an article written by Robin Miner of their Bowling Green Daily News, where on the heels of a 500-person amateur disc golf tournament they held every year, this year in April, local enthusiasts are now beginning to put together a bid to land the PDGA's World Championships, which would bring participants from at least seven countries. Larry Bailey, chairman of the Bowling Green Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, said this is something that is perfect for the region. At this week's earlier board meeting, Vicki Fitch, executive director of the CVB, said that when we gave them special tourism money, this was what we were helping them gear up for, to make this bid. Back in 2008, the CVB granted the Bowling Green Disc Golf Club $16,000 to install a new course at their Fillmore Park and upgrade baskets at other courses in the county. Josh Dobbelstein of the Bowling Green Disc Golf Club said there are now 12 courses within a 20 to 25 minute drive from the National Corvette Museum in Bowling Green, where the central festivities for the event likely would be held. Dobbelstein said he'd like to see one more course developed before the games, and he is appreciative of the CVB's work to help him get together the bid. The proposal for the games would be made next spring to the PDGA's Board of Directors with the play again in 2013, so or several years off. That's if approved. The Bowling Green area currently has 32 hotel properties that have about 2,600 rooms available. Meanwhile, organizers are working to get the word out to the community about the upcoming 2010 PDGA Amateur Disc Golf World Championships to be held in the Marion area of Mid-Ohio in late June. Their main message is to get involved, and now is the time to jump on board. That according to Marion Area Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Diane Watson, who's encouraging local businesses and other groups to help welcome the hundreds and thousands of disc golfers that are coming from across the nation and the world to their area June 27th through July 3rd. Ken Rollins, who is the one who got the ball rolling on bringing the world championships to the area, agrees. He said, "Momentum is now building and there's going to be plenty of activity for everyone to enjoy, players and spectators alike." Rollins is president of the hosting Mid-Ohio Organized Disc Golf Association, and his crew of volunteers have been speaking to community groups, making sure the players, families, and spectators all know where they can go to stay, eat, and shop while they are in town, which beyond the tournament itself is important to the event's success. The six area courses that we'll see play during the 5 days of qualifying rounds include Sawyer Ludwig in Marion, Hedges Boyer Park in Tiffin, Awmiller Park, Delaware State Park, that's in Delaware, and Upper Sandusky Reservoir in Upper Sandusky, all in the Mid-Ohio area. Spotters and other positions are still needed. Vendors are also being sought to provide services, as well as at the Fly Mart and other festivities that will be held at the tournament headquarters at Ohio State University of Marion and Marion Technical College there on their campuses. They will have sponsor activities, also the putting, distance, mini golf, and skill shot competitions all there on campus, as well as the featured final nine. Watson, back to her, said a tremendous amount of thanks needs to go to the organizers that work to bring special events like that to the Marion area. She praised the sponsors and businesses that get involved, saying it's a crucial part of pulling off a premier event. Events that bring visitors and money to Marion. It definitely makes an economic impact, she says, sharing state statistics that each person, each day, brings more than $200 in revenue to their town. Well, disc golfers on a baseball card in the same pack as an Alex Rodriguez or Albert Pujols, maybe? Well, according to a post made on his Facebook page, the Avery Jenkins disc golf card is coming out. It's part of the entire 2010 Topps Allen and Ginter Champions collection. It'll be featuring the superstars of baseball along with world champions and champions of other sports, including skateboarding, cycling, wrestling, and yes, disc golf. That's where he comes in. Avery says he also autographed some special insert cards, and that there will be other cards containing a piece of a disc golf disc. They'll be called relic cards. Those cards are expected to be released the week of June 21st at retail locations all across the nation. More details can be found from Avery's Facebook page or the link available from the show descriptions for this week's PDGA Radio. That will, however, also wrap things up for this week's edition of PDGA Radio. Make sure to join us again next week here for another information-filled broadcast designed to quickly bring you up to date with the ever-growing world of disc golf. Until then, I'm your host and producer, Steve Kaczynski, wishing everyone the safest of travels and happiest of disc golf adventures, wherever they may take you in life. Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening.
the PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.